Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. We'll walk rejoicing, there will be with the saints alive. Heading for that jubilee yonder in the sky. Oh, God, singing. For that jubilee that is just ahead, in the twinkling of an eye, change within to be. All the living saints to fly to that jubilee. Whoa! Millions there would join in song, with them we shall be. Praising Christ for ages long, heaven's jubilee. As me tonight.
Amen.
Because I'm happy.
Amen.
It's really good to see you all and to be here with you. And have you come expecting some good things tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, you're in the right place.
Praise the Lord.
You're in the right church, in the right pew, and wherever you are out there screaming, you're listening into the right thing.
Amen.
Because you're going to hear the word tonight. Amen. Happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
Yeah, I believe that needs a standing ovation for all the mothers. Well, they more than they deserve that. That's for sure. As Brother Branham said, every day is Mother's Day.
Amen.
That it should be. And I truly believe, as I was making my notes this weekend and thinking, you know, Lord, if your prophet was here, he would be so proud of you mothers and you grandmothers.
Amen.
I don't believe there's been a set of mothers or grandmothers ever in the world like there is right now.
Amen.
You all that's raise your children and your families.
Amen.
In the admonition of this message.
Amen.
In the word.
Amen.
I love you.
Amen.
Amen. It just makes me so proud when we had the little youth event that I know quite a few of you were there this yesterday for the homeschool event. And seeing everything that was going on, it was, you guys did such an outstanding job. All the teachers, all the mothers, the grandparents, and all the costumes and all the decorations and everything that you did, it was just outstanding. It's just what a tribute to this message that it was. That all of you that are listening in, I wish you could have all been there. If you missed it, I told them all the stuff that they had. They put all this work into it. Is don't throw that away. We got to do this again. But to see it was beautiful, and they built Solomon's temple that you've seen, and all the kids around in their garbs and their priest and high priest and King Solomon and everything, and all the kids reciting from the Bible and from the word. What a blessing it is for us in this day and time to be able to have families like that to raise up their children to love this message and to believe the word. We're truly a blessed people.
Amen.
To be able to have that opportunity. God's given us a lot. He truly has.
Amen.
But it was, I've got to admit that, I'm not going to say where it was when I was out there, but I learned a few things I didn't know. I'll tell you, I didn't know that the big laver was for the priest to wash in. I really didn't know that. So, good job, homeschool. You taught your pastor something. It was really just a blessing to see and all the kids and remember their little verses and stuff. And it takes a lot to sew all those clothes up and to do everything that you all did. It was truly just an honor to be able, what a representation that it was of this church and the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everywhere.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we wanted, Brother Branham used to have a tradition here at the tabernacle that he did on Mother's Day. So decided that we're going to carry it on, and that's to give flowers away to a couple of the mothers that we have here. We're going to start off with the oldest mother that we have here in the tabernacle. So I want to see if hands, who we got, we'll start off with, how about 80 years old? Is there any mothers here that are 80 years old? Raise your hands. Older than 80 years old. If you're older, 80 years, come on. Yeah, sister, daughter, little hands about this long right here. Okay, about 85. Yeah, sister Dodd, that's you. Is anybody older than 85? Up back there? Okay, 86. 87. 88. Is she 87? Sister Dodd, 89? Is anybody older than Sister Dodd? Actually, she's going to be younger than all of us. She's closer to being younger than all of us. Sister Dodd, congratulations. God bless you, Sister Dodd. Okay, now we got for the youngest. Who's the youngest mother in the audience today? Okay, we'll start out with, how about 20? Whose mother is 20 years old? Come on. There's no 20s? younger, 19, 18, 21, maybe go the direction, 22, 23, what? Oh, 22? Are you 22? 22. Is anybody younger than 22, any mother? Congratulations! All right, now the most children. Wow. How many bouquets you got back there? We got a bunch. Okay, who's got more than five? Phillips, raise your hand. You got more than five. Six. Who's got more than six? Seven. Who's got seven? Has anybody here got seven that's here? Oh, seven. Eight. Eight over there. Over there. Nine. Whoa, left you in the dust, Phillips. Nine. Ten. Well, that hand's not going down. 11. Ten. Anybody beat ten? My sister, you deserve the bouquet. Congratulations. And in my book, every mother, y'all deserve a bouquet of flowers. We just pray that the Lord, that Holy Spirit, will give it to you and know that He loves you and we love you. And again, we appreciate your love. And we see the reflections of mentioning that, what we saw out there with the kids and the homeschoolers and just all the children that was here, is that it's a reflection of what happens at the supper table. That's what Brother Branham said. Amen. It's what you teach your kids at home, day in and day out. Amen. So that is really, the credit goes to that mother. That's what Brother Branham said. He said that it was the backbone of any nation. Amen. It's the backbone of the church, is that mother, that what she does. So the Lord richly bless you. And how about our children? I think our children deserve a big hand. Board meeting, and I'm not going to see which deacon or trustee said this, but he says, our children are outstanding. He said, it's unbelievable. He says, when I was that age, he says, I was playing and going up and down, had my crackers and up and had my coloring book and everything else. And these kids are sitting there and they got their iPads or their Androids and they're following in the message and listening to the message and they're following along. What a tribute. What a tribute to your families that those young people are doing this. It just makes us really proud. Who had a good time Wednesday night at service?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that wonderful?
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. It was water from the rock, he said. And he said, wherever that rock went, he says, wherever Israel went, that water followed right along. That rock went right with them the whole time. And it's the same with us. Yeah. That same rock, it follows with us, he said, that Holy Spirit, that it goes with us. And it was, he said, that the children of Israel, he said, that they had a pillar of fire and that they had a prophet. They followed that pillar of fire and that prophet. So do we.
Amen.
So do we.
Amen.
I love how he said there's no weak ones. I'm sure you all remember that one. He said that we're all strong. No weak with God's economy, that we're all strong. He says, but there's one thing to do. He says that they had to stay on the course. Not wander off over and wander off over there, but stay on course. The church has got but one thing to do. Stay on the course. They had a pillar of fire. that they had to keep themselves in course by following that pillar of fire. That's what led them. Their objective, they could see, was the pillar of fire. They seen it working through Moses, and they know that he was the leader.
Amen.
Amen. We know who our leader is too. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, today, we've got the Word. The Word. We follow the Word, and we see the Word working in the believers, and we know it's so then.
Yeah.
God working with us, confirming the Word with signs following. We stay with the Word, and the Word produces results.
Amen.
Amen. We are the results of that Word.
Yeah.
That's who we are. That living Word, that living bride is a living being of today. Christ living in his people. How he said there that it was that we're shadows. He said, just to be a shadow. Are you happy to be a shadow tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Who here is sons and daughters of God?
Amen.
Raise your hand. Do you have the faith? Do you believe that? Raise your hand again. Just keep it up. That you're sons and daughters of God. Do you believe that with all your heart?
Amen.
That you're just a shadow. Listen to what he says about you.
Amen.
And if he says that faith, that you have to have enough faith to believe that you're a son or daughter of God. You have to apply that faith to believe it. When Satan comes after you, you have to tell him all the time, I am a son or daughter of God. You can't take that away from me. You know it. It's in your heart. It's instilled in your heart. He said, that's what power is in the church now, but is controlled by a law. And that law is not keeping a bunch of commandments. It's a law of faith. Jesus said, all things are possible to them that believe. And if you can believe it, whatever God will lead your soul to believe, it's yours.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Every place the soles of your feet can set upon by faith, God gives it to you.
Yeah.
Amen. It's yours. You possess it. If you can find the key to the law of faith that opens it up. That's the key, he said, was that faith. He said, you see what I mean? The power is controlled by, if you are a son of God.
Amen.
You just raise your hands. He said, if you're a son of God or a daughter of God, that never leaves you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Never leaves you.
Praise the Lord.
He said, it is with you all the time. He says, but your faith gets away from it. But, now just think of that. Your faith gets away from it. But he says, but it's always there.
Yeah,
so when you get down and you get low and you get weak and you get down or you think that you're weak, you tell the devil you're not weak and that faith, it's there. He said, that power is in you. He says, you don't have to pray for more power. He said, you've got that power in you right now to create worlds.
Amen.
That's a lot of power. That's in you right now. Are you realizing this?
Yeah.
It's in you right now to create worlds, that power. He said, it's just to have the faith to believe it. Yeah. So nothing can stand in your way. Nothing, sickness, nothing can stand
Amen.
In your way.
Amen.
It's, Lord, give us that faith. It's that faith. That's where we're weak, is that faith. Lord, help my unbelief. Help my faith.
Yeah.
Build my faith up.
Amen.
But when that bride, he says, when they recognized themselves, it's just like that prophet did. He said that it was his faith. It was God working through him. He spoke and there were squirrels.
Yeah.
He said, your faith might not be there. It might not be as high. But he says, I give what faith I have to you.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe see you. Oh, if we can just grasp that and hold on to that and know that that faith is in us. It just so blesses me to know that it never leaves me. Sometimes you ever feel that way, that it just leaves you. You're just so low. You're just so down. And that, you know, we were talking with Brother Samuels. Sometimes you think, Lord, I'm doing better. I'm doing better. I'm doing better. Then all at once, I fall and I hit the ground. I don't know if you guys feel that way every once in a while, but devil seems to do that a lot, you know. But no matter when I'm down, He's still there. He's still with me. That power is still in me. It's still there. It can't leave me. That is our inheritance, and it belongs to you. And Satan, you're talking about boo devil. That's a good boo devil right there. I got the power in me that just to cast you out and throw you where you're going to go. He has no right with you. Everything that happens to you is so wonderful. It's for a purpose. That's why we can all say, all's well. We are like the Shunammite woman. All's well. All's good. Everything happens to us perfectly because I'm a son of God.
Amen.
You're looking at a son of God right here.
Amen.
I'm looking at sons and daughters of God. Whoa! Praise the Lord. Who had a good Easter?
Amen.
Did you like the Easter? Well, guess what? You're going to have a good Mother's Day. It's going to be the best Mother's Day you ever had. I can promise you.
Amen.
Because number one, you're sitting together in heavenly places.
Amen.
And as if you were with your wife or your mother, if she's still alive or whatever, if you went to a crazy restaurant and had to deal with all the lunatics out there, now you're in heavenly places with them.
Amen.
Sitting in Christ Jesus, getting ready to hear the Word of God.
Amen.
With believers.
Amen.
And then you're going to go to the communion table together. How can it get better than that? It can't. It can't. And the message we're going to hear tonight, you might think it's just for little kids. I'm a little kid then. Oh my goodness. I know you've all heard the message, the teaching on Moses, but it just stirs my heart. It gives me that, Brother Branham said it was that childlike faith. We just got to have it, to apply it, to believe it. And I want to be, and how Brother Branham explains on there, he says about Amram. He said, he went praying. And that's where we should all be. He said he was praying day and night, day and night. He says, honey, you're wore out. You've lost all that weight. And he says, you're sick. You got to eat. He goes, somebody has to do it. Somebody has to pray for the people. Who wants to be that people? Who wants to be that person to pray day and night, Lord, help us. That's my prayer, is I want to be like little Amram that he did no matter what to doing it. And when he did, something took place. It happened.
Amen.
And then God came on the scene and he had a promise for us. And we think that this message of what it is, that's exactly what it is. If we'll believe it and hold on to it and apply that faith, then we've got it. We're close, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
We're close.
Yeah.
We know at the presence of the Lord that we've just been in and that we see daily of what's happening in our lives. The things that we've seen and to take place. It's a wonderful time to be living
That's
in.
That's right. Amen.
I want to take this opportunity. I don't know if you noticed that we got a new piano and a new organ over here. Yeah. And even more so, I want to thank our faithful sisters
Amen.
For the work that they do in the piano organ. Is that I know probably, you're probably listening to it right now, Brother Matthew, that he went with us on the tour. And he was playing the piano, and he did a fantastic job. But I'm sorry, Matt, you're not Sister Bethany and Sister Carol. They're the best. And it was such a blessing a couple months ago, hurry up, that Sister Rita Jones, it was right after communion. So it was 2 months ago, I think it was, when she came up to me. And she says, Brother Joseph, she says, I've got a piano, and she says, I want to give it to you. And I said, well, thank you, Sister Jones. I said, I appreciate that. She goes, no, you don't understand. She says, back in, and I'm not for sure, Sister Jones, is she here tonight? Was it in 84? Do you remember, Nathan, when it was? I forget. I think it was 1984 that her and Brother Jones was wanting to buy a piano, and they couldn't afford it. And somehow it worked out that they were able to get this piano. And so she said she had it, and I had it in my living room, I guess, and she was playing it. She says, I promised the Lord. She goes, Lord, she says, when Brother Joseph goes into a ministry and he needs a piano, I'm going to give him that piano. She says, so I got to do it. I said, okay. So we thank the Lord for Sister Jones and for the Lord laying upon her heart to give it to us. And I was very careful, as I knew when she told us. I told her, I said, Sister Jones, are you sure that you really want to do that? And she says, I do. I made a commitment to the Lord, and I want to do that, Brother Joseph, for you and for the church. And so I was very careful not to say anything to Sister Bethany about it, because I knew if I was to say, how would you like a new piano over there, that I would never hear the end of it, because then I knew I'd hear, when are we going to get an organ? So I contacted Brother David and said, please find an organ and we'll do it at one time. So he searched, and did you find it in Oregon?
Yeah.
He found the organ in Oregon. So we got a new organ and piano. Thank the Lord. That happy. So I do believe, do we have a baby dedication tonight? Wonderful. We have a baby dedication. So if they'll come, we'll sing our song. Bring them in. Oh, bring them in. Bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus. Whoa, and he smells great. Check out all that hair, man. Hello there. What's his name?
Noah Jacob Weber.
Noah Jacob Weber. Praise the Lord. What a little trophy, huh?
Amen.
Hello, dear. You know, I was thinking, how appropriate that we are able to have a baby dedication tonight, Mother's Day. It don't get better than that. And then see a family that wants to come up and take their little gift that God gave it to them and to give it back into arms of God. What a blessing. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we love you. We're just so thankful for all thy goodness and thy mercy, Lord. Father, as I stand here in my unworthy hands to hold this token of love that you've given into this family. And Lord, as they come up here to take him and the presenting back into your arms, Lord, that Father, they know that, Lord, there's only one chance, and that's to give him back to you. You give them to him, they want to give him back to you. Lord, may you bless and be with him, Lord. Father, may you keep your hand upon him to all of his life, Lord Jesus. And Father, if there is a tomorrow, may he live in the admonition of this word, Lord Jesus. Father, bless this home, this mother, and this dad, Lord Jesus. And Father, may you always be the guest at their home, Lord. Now, Father, we give him back into your lovely arms, Lord Jesus. Watch him, protect him, keep him, Lord, and keep this family in the center of your perfect will. Grant it, Lord Jesus, as we commit him and dedicate him unto you and to a service for you, Lord. Grant it. We ask it in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You want to go back to mommy? Yes.
Yeah.
Joseph said, he says, just get up there and just speak whatever's on your heart. And he says, take all the time you want. It's, I don't have any notes. All I know is that I love him. And I was just thinking, you know, as Brother Joseph's already declared to us, in that journey, Brother Branham said in the Hebrew series, he says, Moses, they were supposed to follow Moses.
Amen.
He says, Moses saw that light.
Amen.
The people saw Moses, and they were supposed to stay with that messenger.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're in the same, it's the same revelation.
Amen.
We've got the pillar of fire.
Amen.
Amen.
We've got His prophet. It's our absolute.
Amen.
No matter what it is, no matter what anyone's doing, it doesn't make any difference. We don't complain. We don't fuss about it. God's given us the message of the hour.
Amen.
And we just don't have nothing to complain about. Well, so-and-so's doing this. All right. So-and-so's doing that. All I know is that's the messenger and that is the message. And I've focused right on that. Just stay with that message and that messenger. Brother Branham said, faith is a long-range vision. It doesn't lower its sights.
Amen.
Amen. Just want to read you a little quote here that I wrote in my Bible that I believe is so fitting for tonight. Brother Branham said, he says, quote, people who follow the pillar of fire will certainly have a rough time, but they're ready for the translation at that time.
Amen.
That's right. Just ready to go. For the Lamb overcome them, said the Bible, and them that followed Him, because they were called the chosen and the faithful, the elected of God, end quote.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
It doesn't make any difference. Amen. We're sons and daughters of the King. Amen.
Amen.
I love that. So no matter what comes up, Brother Branham said Moses had one thing. I'm the Lord that heals you. Just
Amen.
Everything that we have need of is right in this message.
Amen.
Everything that we have need of. And I wasn't able to read all these requests. Some of them came in a little late. But the Lord knows when you wrote them down. How many of you have a need you'd like to show to your Lord? And just, we thank the Lord. This just means we have victory. That just, your hand means we got the victory.
Amen.
Whatever need I have, whatever it is, Lord, I'm one of your children, Lord. You're going to give it to me. Thank you, Lord, for your love. If we could just stand now and let's just sing that little song to Him before we pray. Amen. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord. Goes by, you will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise, Lord. You've met every need. When we were sick, you healed us. Lord, you saved us. You called us. You chose us. You elected us before the foundation of the world. We're sons and daughters of God. No matter if we're going through the valley, whether we're going through the mountaintop or in between, it doesn't make any difference, Lord. Our eyes are upon you, Lord. Lord, our ears are hearing your voice, Lord. None other. We're dull of hearing to any other voice, Lord. Lord, our ears are tuned into the voice of God for this generation. Lord, you've met every need, Lord. You're so great, Lord. We fail to give you the adoration and the praise that you're due. Lord, we just open our heart to you right now and just say, Lord, we love you, Lord, with all of our heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving us, for filling us with the Holy Ghost, for encouraging us, Lord, for giving us this message, Lord, for giving us brothers and sisters, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the leadership of Brother Joseph in our lives, Lord, and what you've done in his ministry and what you're doing with him, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the stored up food that we can go back, Lord, and push that tape, Lord, and hear the very voice of God speak to us. Lord, we're under anticipations tonight, Lord, for what you'll do for us, Lord. We commit it to you, Lord. All of these written down requests, Lord, every hand, you saw every part of it, Lord. We thank you in advance for victory for every one of those needs, Lord. Lord, we just love you. We invite you into this service, Lord, to come and have the preeminence, Lord. We're just looking forward, Lord, to come into your table. Just to feast, Lord. Just to dine, Lord. Lord, if there's any unbelief in us, Lord, just remove it, Lord. Lord, just cover us, Lord. We love you, Lord. Be in the further part of this service, Lord, and just help us to be more like you. We love you, Lord. We just lift our hand to you and say, Lord, we love you. Lord, just wrap your arms around us and pull us in real tight. And Lord, minister to us. We love you, Lord Jesus. We commit it to you, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Reach out. Such a jubilee to be back in the home house of the Lord, to be with you all, and it's exciting to see what the Lord will do, and the Lord's Supper is coming up, and just to be prepared for that. And just as I was praying this afternoon and this like yesterday about what songs to sing, and you know, I was just, something came in my heart, you know, this Mother's Day, and you're there praying, you're thankful for, I'm thankful for a godly mother that raised me and taught me about the Bible, taught me about this message. And you gather with your family and you thank the Lord for them. But the Lord just kind of put something on my heart and said, I have gave you another family, and that's you all, my brothers and sisters. And I'm so thankful for you. And there's a little chorus, I don't think we've sang it here before. It's the family of God. And it's, I'm so glad I'm a part of this family of God. Amen. Well, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain and cleansed by His blood. We're joint heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For travel this side. I'm a part.
Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where needs abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground.
Gracious Heavenly Father, how we love you, Lord. How we are so thankful to be gathered together here today on this holy ground, Father, feeling your presence, Father, with us, Lord, with such sweetness, Father, with such love you've given us, Lord, but, Lord, with such power, Father. Lord, we're grateful for all that you've done for us now, Lord. Bless in these tithes and these offerings, Father. We thank you, Lord. We ask these things in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord, plant my feet on higher ground and lift me up and let me stand. Take on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I pray till heaven I'm found. Lord, lead me on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
Tossed and driven on the restless sea of time, somber sky.
mistakenly for me a harvest word or deed, and we wonder why the text when we try it to form it, but we'll understand it better by God.
Forevermore, all that had been.
Again tonight to welcome our pastor and God's prophet and messenger for this day to bring us the message tonight, teaching on Moses, a very special service to the bride of Jesus Christ around the world. Fresh manna for us to feast upon tonight.
Amen.
God bless you. Here's our prophet, Brother Branham.
Thank you, Lord.